vibes.
What's up, you guys?
What is up, you guys? Good morning. Happy Wednesday, December 27th.
27th, yeah, let's go.
Yep. Yeah, welcome to episode 69.
Lily Bay's favorite number.
It really is. I'm not even going to lie. Babe.
What is up, you guys? Hey, pinche cow, cállese la verga.
Babe, don't be talking to my cow like that, bro.
The news is out, you guys. Wait, one of the most important news is out. And I'm super excited about it. We're going to get super deep into it. But before all that, let's get to what we just found out. Babe, can you?
I don't know how to make him stop. You're the one that put him there.
All right. Can we touch? All right. But yeah, the news is out, babe. Pero anoche's gender reveal is out.
My God.
And we've been up and down all day. We actually did a gift exchange at your mom's house all late on 2 days, 3 days after Christmas.
Yeah, we were at my mom's. She actually had like presents for us there. Mm-hmm. And then we went out to get ice cream with the kids. I left my phone at my mom's house. We got back to go get it. We get here. I jump in the shower getting ready. And Mando, and as soon as I come down, Mando's like, babe, did you see Peranoche posted their gender?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, don't tell me, because I wanted to watch it. But I'm like, actually, you can tell me on the podcast. It's fine, because I want to know.
So, you ready?
What?
It's a baby girl.
Aww.
I honestly thought, so I don't know why, I had a feeling it would be a boy. But I'm actually a little excited to see Jorge all in love with his new baby and all that. That's going to be
fun. I'm excited for them, regardless if it was a boy, girl, whatever it is. I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. They're going to be great parents. Just seeing how they are with each other. Not only that, but also with their nieces and nephews, which we get to see them all the time, every time we're out there, almost every time we're out there. I feel like they're going to be amazing parents. Yeah. And I mean, I've always loved kids, right? Mm-hmm. Mando recently has been around kids more often because of my niece, my nephews, now my new baby niece, my cousins have their kids and all that. And so if I see like, you guys see that Mando and George are like, bro, they have like a bromance. They're both like the same type of guy, right? So when I see Mando like, you know, very attached to the kids.
Yeah.
I see you as a great future dad. So that's how I see George too. Like he's going to be a great future dad too, you know? So
yeah, it's
shout
gonna be
out
fun.
To you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I was wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah, I was wrong too.
Ya ves? No soy pinche bruja, güey. Siempre me llamas bruja.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I'm going to get into that too because you me fallaste this weekend. Me fallaste. I honestly thought you knew exactly what was going down behind the scenes. But fuck it. Let's get into it. I was going to wait a little more to get into the main topic and the reason we're here today. We are here because you guys want to know, well, I think you guys want to know, the 33 people watching back at home or in their cars. What went down this weekend? How did it go down? How did I surprise you? Like, all that.
I want to know deets, babe.
Let's give them all that, right?
Deets that you haven't even told me.
Oh, yeah, I started on a beautiful day when I get a phone call. I get a beautiful picture of this mini cow, which is not a mini cow. Wait, is it a mini cow? How are they considered? It's a bull. Is it still a cow?
It's a boy, yeah.
Okay. I get this beautiful picture of this mini bull that we have not posted. Mm-hmm. We want to keep it until Lily Bay sees it in person. That's when we're going to show you guys, and hopefully that is this Friday. So I'm super excited about that. But yeah, so I got this picture, and it was perfect. I was like, damn, that's nice. Right before that, I had seen a picture of a mini bull running behind someone that was running towards the camera or whatever, right? He had the little horns. That's when I was like, yo, that's badass. So then I put two and two together. I was like, yo, this little bull hopefully grows the horns like that. But yeah, that was my hope, right? So yeah, my cousin calls me and says, hey, Mando, my friend has a big farm down there down south, and she is currently selling this badass mini cow. I was like, okay, cool, let's see it. So she gives me all the details and all that, and I honestly,
where was I when she called you? Like that I didn't hear this, because you guys,
Oh, she would call me in the morning. So, oh,
okay. So, she knew I was knocked out.
Yeah, yeah. She'll call me like at 7, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The first time she called me. And then after that, we would talk like randomly in the morning. That was like our secret time to talk about the mini cow.
Damn. So, yeah. So if you ever cheat on my ass, it's going to be in the morning.
For sure. No, I'm just kidding. I'm never cheating on you, babe. No te preocupes, chiquitita. But yeah, she calls me. I give her, she gives me all the information. And I still think about it. I was like, you know what? Let me let you know. She's like, look, Mando, this cow, they already have people wanting it. So you got to put a deposit by the end of the day. All right. I was like, all right, cool. Perfect. This is, you know, you're giving me enough time to think about it, you know? So I think about it all day. And
but it's still not enough time for you.
It's still not enough time. I needed like a year to think about
it. Did you ever know you were an overthinker until this exact moment? Because I never knew until this exact moment.
Well, yeah, I didn't know. But the reason that I said yes was because I started thinking about the whys. Why yes? Why yes? Why should I get it? Not why not. Until I was like, damn, I need to call somebody. I need someone to tell me, no, Mando, this is a reason.
To talk you out of it.
Yeah, no one was talking me out of it.
Everybody we would tell would be like, no way.
Everyone.
They'd be like, ah!
Yes.
They were like crazy excited. Like if I would, if like, si les hubiera dicho, guess what, guys? I'm pregnant.
Yeah, that would have been like whatever.
Yeah, they were way more excited about the mini cow.
Every single person that I would tell, they'll be like, yeah, get it, Supersonic, Amanda.
The girls at the warehouse. My uncle and the girls, Bethany, my prima.
Carmen. Yeah. Carmen was a big person behind it too. She helped me put the gift together. Amanda, I just called her out of the blue. I was like, yo, what do you think about this? She was like, yeah, I get it. You know Amanda, she's not like a hype person or nothing. So she was just like, yeah, I get it. I think it's cool. Whatever, that's it. So I was looking for someone to tell me que no. And it was a perfect storm, you guys. Like, there was not a reason not to get it. Mm-hmm. So whatever, right? I put the deposit in. And at that point, I'm like, yo, this is happening. So I had three reasons why I said yes.
Okay.
So the number one reason is the reason that I think this even came up was that we needed someone, something to get home to.
Yeah, we were like, yo, the house is so lonely. We don't have no kids running around. We don't have no dog. Mm-hmm. We don't have no fish, at least, to look at. There's nothing. Every once in a while, I see a squirrel in the backyard or a rabbit.
So, yeah, we have nothing to get home to. So, I'm like, you know, how badass if we had a dog.
That's how Mando started it.
And we had a dog just looking at us when we got home and super excited to say hi to us when we get here, right? Mm-hmm. That was the main thing. And then we're like, no, a dog is high maintenance. Like, you got to be there for
them. Yeah, a dog nowadays, the way society has been treating them, which is fine, whatever.
And at that point, I was like, yeah, I want a dog, but outside dog. And you're like, hell no.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're more high maintenance nowadays. Like, a dog is more like an indoor animal. You have to take them on walks. If they're a big dog, they have to go on, like, big, long walks, which take time. They eat a few times a day. You have to if they're an inside dog, you have to take them out to potty. And then whenever we do leave to travel, we have to take him to somebody that is willing to have them inside their house. Yeah. Or,
and Jonathan said it, like, it's easier to have a kid than a dog. Because not everyone is going to take your dog. Not everyone babysits dog, but anybody could babysit a kid.
Yeah.
Not anybody, but you know.
Yeah, like family and stuff. But then, like, and then having them, like, here in the house with somebody that come, like, because ideally, like, I was like, oh, we could just have my sister and them come to the house and they'll stay here with the dog, right? Yeah. But even we have to get used to walking them every morning. Let's say your mom wakes up every morning at 6 o'clock to take Oreo out. Mm-hmm. You think Maria's going to wake up at 6 o'clock to take the dog out? Y ese perro se va a miar en toda mi white carpet y no.
So yeah, that was the reason we said no to a dog, right? And then,
for now,
right?
I do still want one.
But then you're like, you know what? I could not, it not only would bring joy to the house Because when I say bring joy, I was like, we come home to something. We're now the Theos. We're now the cousins. We're now the son, daughter that have a mini cow at the house. Mm-hmm. So it brings joy to the family. Now they want to come to our house to come see this mini cow. Now at Carne Asada, the mini cow's just out there chilling. Yeah, so it's a badass thing to have. That's
and
joy.
I told Mando, yeah, like when we get home, like I bought lands for me to like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
But when I get home, I go straight upstairs to my room and watch TV.
Yeah, I'm the only one that goes out there every single morning. I walk the yard.
Yeah, and like if I had a little cow, I'm going to be outside. Yeah. I'm going to walk out there, hang out with him, you know, like clean up a little bit after him and just be like outdoorsy. And I do like being outdoorsy, but I feel like ahorita no tengo nada que hacer out there.
So yeah, that was reason number one. It brings joy to the house and all that good stuff, right? These are my three reasons. My reason number two is that not only, this is not even a reason, but this is a possibility that we could add it to the business.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? This is not
in
even
a lot of different ways.
Which a was, big reason.
Which was my idea too, right?
But this reason is more, the thinking behind is like photo shoots with it or maybe like a pet farm, which is great because Lily Bay, like, and my cousin said it. Anything that Lily Bay touches, Olga said she hasn't met someone like you other than Taylor, right? She's like, anything that Lily Bay touches, she makes it money. Like, you can make it money. Uh-huh. So she had no question that getting a mini cow was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make that money back and more. And it's not even about that. But she knows that it's a good investment. So that's the whole point.
Yeah, I told
Mando,
we always, like, for my little cousin's birthdays and stuff, we would always rent out, not always, they would rent out sometimes, like, mini farms or a mini horse or a horse to come or a pony to come ride the kids around. And I'm like, my pets, I could every now and then, if I wanted to, rent it out like a little farm for petting. Like, just petting, which is a thing, right? If I wanted to. Number two, we could use them for photo shoots at Guadis, like whenever we have little vaquero stuff or whatever. Number three, content. Like, I could create more content with, like, whenever Blanca got her dogs, like, everybody loves Blanca's dogs.
That's reason number three. Don't get into that reason.
Oh, but yeah, now they're going to love my mini cow. Yeah. And in general, because I've always wanted, I love animals. I always tell Mando, like, I hate the fact that, like, the buildings and all the concrete jungle in New York and all these big cities have taken over so much land to where the animals get, like, they have to leave. They have to leave their home. Yeah. So I hate that. I wish we had more animals walking around.
So reason number three is the one you brought up. I feel like it's that I know that this is something you were going to enjoy, something you were going to love. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to make Lily Bay happy, right? That's the most important thing at the end of the day. And if Lily Bay's happy, I'm happy. So, like, and like Jonathan and Blanca, when they got their dogs, how they showed so much love. Like, you could tell they love the dogs, you know? Yeah. So that's what I want to see coming out of you. You know, I'm super excited about that. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun ride, but it's not going to be an easy ride. I know that there's going to be a lot of, like, things to learn because
Have you done any research?
I have not done no research, and it scares me sometimes to even look into it because I have no idea what we're getting into.
I was just telling my live earlier that I've been doing a lot of research. Yeah. The past 2-3 months, I've been researching. I've been looking at comments, looking at just different articles that different people have out there on Google. And so a few things I learned, right? Number one, which Olga also told us as well, which is the my prima that helped us that helped Mando get the dog.
Make it happen.
That helped Mando get the cow. Sorry,
not
talking
the
about dogs.
that
they come in herds, so naturally they naturally cows are in a herd. Mm-hmm. So they need a companion, they need a friend, they need somebody there. So off grip, you guys. We're going to come back with another animal when we pick him up. I don't know what exactly because, again, from research, I saw that they don't mix with all animals. So I can't have a dog and a cow. Like, they're cool or whatever, but they're not homie G's. You know what I'm saying? There's certain animals that they can live with and it could be, like, their friend, their best friend. Like, cows literally have a best friend. Did you know that? So, yeah. Another reason, another thing that I was telling the live is that I'm super happy you got him with this farm that we got him from because they are friends of your cousin. And if we have any questions, we already know they're there. So that is why I want to go, because I have a million more questions to ask her. For example, like how big of a space do they need? Like how big like of a roof does he need? How much like how long do they sleep in average, or do I need to walk them? Is it okay if they're do I need to give them more shots? Does she know somebody like a good farm animal vet? Like there's a lot of little things that I'm grateful that we have her for, so she could guide us along the way, because they say it's not a high maintenance, but I'd rather know just so. I'm more informed.
And if there's someone that is passionate about what she does, it's her. She has a huge following on social media.
Millions.
And she posts every single day about what's going on. So she's super into it. And I'm super excited for, like you said, we couldn't find a more perfect partner.
And
in this,
like anything I do in life, and I'm sure Amanda would agree, like anything that I bring into my life, I cherish it. I take care of it. I groom it. Even like my plantas, for example. I know that's random as hell, but like when Olga, Mando's cousin, started gifting me plantas, I was literally like, I cannot let these die. Like, I felt horrible if they ever died. So still to this day, I have all these plants at my house now that I've never let die, because I'm just that type of person where I like to take care of things and people and animals or whatever the case is. So I'm super excited.
And then, all right, let's get into the surprise. Cow. Just in case you didn't see the vlog, the surprise went down like this. I pretty much had a box. I had two boxes. I had a smaller box and a big box. The smaller box had a cowbell in it. And when we thought about the idea of the cowbell, I was like, this is going to be hilarious, because she's going to see the cowbell. She's not going to know what's going on in there. She's going to be like, what is this? Like, that's what we thought. But right away, you knew what it was, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. We all said, like, Lily's head be, I don't know where sometimes. So we thought that she wasn't going to get it, right? So that's why we bought the mini, what are the mini, como se llama?
The mini cow stuffed animal.
The stuffed animal one, just to make it clear. And then we put a picture on top of it, right? So I get into to Christmas, right after our gift exchange, right? Our Secret Santa. So I let all that happen. And then I find her outside just chilling with her cousin. I was like, perfect timing. There's not a lot of people here. And I could do it right here. So I told little Rudy, yo, follow me and just, you know, get a good angle, get me and Lily in the shot, and that's it. So I give the box to Lily, and bam, if I post the raw version of this video, you guys are gonna die. Like, it's so hilarious. Pinche Nito, Lily's brother, was so lit because he had just got a Christmas gift.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours after midnight. Yeah, so by like then, 2 a.m. everybody was trashed already. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he's out there freaking giving shots. He got this like huge ass, what's that called? Like
the towers that you guys get at the wing houses and all of that.
Yeah, at the sports bars. So he was out there pouring it with tequila and a little bit of Sprite, whatever, and then just giving shots to everyone.
But you know, when you're so lit, obnoxious lit, y a huevo quieres que todos se tomen un shot. Mando was over here trying to record and have like a special surprising moment with me. And at the same time, I have my brother right here like, shot, come on, bitch, drink, bitch, take a shot, bitch.
Yeah.
Like nonstop. So Mando had to edit so much.
There's like a lot of curse words. There's a lot of like whatever, right?
Yeah. There.
And I mean, it's my fault too, because yo me llevo and all that, whatever, right? But
yeah, if it was Mando lit, same thing.
Everyone was like, oh, let's make it a brisket. Oh, let's make it. Let's make it menudo.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I had to cut all that out because I wanted to make it more of an emotional ending or emotional surprise versus a funny one, because that honestly was 50-50.
It was chaos.
Yeah, it was chaos. It was a freaking mess. So yeah, I surprised her, and at that point, she still didn't get the point, right?
So let me show you guys my actual face whenever he came out. Whenever he came out with the present, I literally was like, is that for me? Like, what are you getting me?
So when you saw those boxes, that's what you thought?
In my head, I thought you were pranking me again because all I asked for was a mini cow. And so I knew that my mini cow does not fit in that little box, obviously, right? So as soon as he came out with something, my face was like, I thought he was pranking me again, right? And I actually had somebody comment on YouTube, Lily con sus pinches carotas. But if you knew Mando, he's always playing around. Playing around and pranking. So ya ni le creo nada, right? So then with the cowbell, once I opened that, I knew that I had got a cow. At that point, I'm like, I got a mini fucking cow, bro.
So in the perfect world, I should have just gave you that and that's it. Because everything, the stuffed animal kind of threw
fine.
It off.
It was fine. But yeah, the stuffed animal did throw me off. Because then me salió con otro stuffed animal. So I was then like, wait, you're kidding. You know, are you joking? Because literally last episode, you gave me a mini cow stuffed animal and you were playing. Yeah. So, right? You get it?
Yeah.
But when I saw the picture, I thought it was like, it said Merry Christmas, so I didn't. I thought it was like a card. Like a card. So I looked at the back to see if it would say anything. Like, why I was confused. Like, are you pranking me? Like, what is this? You know?
So I honestly wanted like a super duper nice reaction, but the way I set it up, I guess it wasn't the best way, right? I wanted like, oh my God, I'm so excited. But Lily was like kind of confused and not believing it, but at the same time, believing it.
Are you pranking me? My brother over here is shoving a shot down or trying to shove a shot down my throat.
Everybody talk
about we're going to make it menudo carnitas. And yeah, I'm trying
to madness. It was madness.
The cowbell, yeah, that I already knew. And then if it would have been a picture like saying, hi, mommy.
I can't wait to meet you or whatever.
Can't wait to meet you. You know, something that I would have been like right away, you know?
So, okay.
But regardless, I'm so happy you did it.
Yeah. So people are wondering, like, why? What's going on? When are you going to go see it or whatever? So what happened was that I really wanted to go on Christmas Day, the next day after the 24th, on the 25th. I really wanted to go then, but my parents were over, and I wasn't going to leave them just like that, right? And then the recalentado vibes, and it's literally 3-4 hours away.
And it's Christmas for them. They're probably
3-4 hours back. So it's literally going to burn the whole day. So that's why we didn't go on the 25th. And then today we didn't go because it's raining. And the owner, well, the person that I bought it from, there's like, don't come today because I want Lily to see this cow dry and cute, not wet and ugly. And
but
we
why
don't
they
care.
Get wet? I get so sad.
Well, Taylor said they love the rain. They literally will stand outside and just get wet. They love it. So they love getting wet.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I guess that's how they shower or whatever. So yeah. So she's like, I don't want you to come. So then it's been raining then. So now we got to wait till Friday. And that's when you guys will see the cow. And that's when Lily would get to meet the cow. And that's when we will post a video.
Babe, but I want to come back with the cow.
We will try, but we're not. Because we got to build its home. And luckily, Taylor, she said, look, whenever you are ready, it doesn't matter. Whenever you're ready to take them, take them. Don't rush it. It's a lifetime thing. It's not like a year thing or 6 months. It's a lifetime thing. So just know, once you're ready, it's all good. Yeah. It's ready to go.
Yeah, Mando made a point too. We're having a huge party here at the house this weekend with like over 100 people. So I wouldn't want my mini cow to, you know.
Yeah, be here. I don't know. It's going to be madness. People are going to want to see it. It's probably going to be 100 people here.
New Year's fireworks. Do they get scared of fireworks? Yeah. Like dogs? Like it's
a lot.
Too much the first weekend. So.
So that's the wrap up of the mini cow and how that went down. There's still so much that has to go down. There's still so much that we got to learn. There's still so much stories, videos, so much to go down for the mini cow. But I want to tell you guys, I'm going to start, and Lily's going to follow me, a competition. Whoever comes up with the name of the mini cow, I don't know what we're going to give you, but we're going to give you something.
We're probably
going to give you like a stuffed animal of the mini cow. I don't know what. Or some money or I don't know what. But comment down below.
An exclusive Lily Bay cow merch.
Something. Comment down below And let us know what should we name this little bull. It's a boy. Yeah. So boy
let
names.
Let me tell you guys some tips. I want it to be clever.
Clever. Funny.
I want it to be funny.
Not too funny.
But not corny funny.
Right. Right.
Right? And to be like kind of like a dope name. Mm-hmm. So Canelo was like dope. What they told me earlier.
Yeah. So you can't like, okay. comment Canelo at this point. Because
another one that I thought was cool.
Clever.
Clever or not cool. I just thought it was dope was what did I
Celine?
Say?
Celine.
Bellicon? Bellicon.
Bellico. Bellicon. No,
not, yeah, Bellicon or something like that. I thought that was like clever and funny, but like dope. And then the other one, somebody said Tilin. I thought that was funny, but I'm not gonna name Tilin.
Comment down below. We're gonna literally post this on Instagram too, and we'll like do it all over everywhere.
Yeah.
And whoever we pick will get something exclusive. I don't know what it's gonna be, but it's gonna be something good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna just read this right quick, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to respond this after the break. And you were telling your little cousins, you were asking, how do you remain patient with a guy that doesn't surprise you or buy gifts? Okay. After the break.
From a 1 to 10, how's that coquito?
10.
Sheesh.
What up? We are back. Bueno, bueno.
We are back.
So there's a reason behind why people say bueno when they answer the phone. Is back in the day, there was like cables that you would connect to connect the line, right? So there was ladies or men, whoever.
Like a call center.
A call center connecting your line to someone else's line, right? The signal was bueno. The other person was like, signal's bueno. And then bam, bueno started. So that's why your mom is like, bueno, bueno, bueno. So yeah, that's where bueno comes from.
That's
funny. That's the fun fact of the day.
Okay, wait, you didn't give him a fun fact for 69.
I did.
What?
Your favorite number.
That's it?
Yeah.
Soyla 69.
But yeah, babe, I heard you talking to your little cousins.
Yeah.
How do you remain patient with a guy that doesn't buy you gifts or any surprises?
So the first thing I told them is that they have to understand that everyone's love language, for example, is different.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's love language is different. Maybe his is not gift giving, mm-hmm. right? And number two, I'm like, you have to also understand that being thoughtful in those like gifting, lovey-dovey type of ways has always been more of a girl thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy, I've noticed time and time again, not without my exes or anything, but more like I see my cousins, my brothers, everybody, my friends, that it is more rare to find a guy that is super thoughtful and gift giving. I'm not saying that it's
impossible.
Or there's no such thing. They don't. Yeah, there is such thing. But for those that aren't, and I even gave him the example of you. Mm-hmm. I was like, Mondo is not a good gift giver at all. Would you agree?
Yeah.
At the beginning, right? And just because of that, it doesn't make him a bad guy. Right. I gave him the example. Like there's a lot of different examples, but I told them Mando, for example, is the baby of his house. So I take a lot of things into consideration. We know that being the baby of the house comes with, okay, he was babied his whole life because he was the baby. He had everything given to him because he was the baby. And I'm not making up excuses or nothing, but sometimes they don't know better. So it's okay to tell him like, hey, you know, like my love language is gifts. So if you did that a little bit more for me, it would just.
Yeah, you got to understand where the guy's coming from.
Yeah. But also, like, if you don't tell him, how do you expect him to know?
Right.
He's never going to know. Like, communication is key. He's never going to know unless you tell him. Now, after you've told them once or twice or three times, or in my case, for a long time with Mondo, because I was very patient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, they'll get the point. They'll get it little by little. Like, you guys see, Mondo starts giving me flowers. He surprises me a little more.
Yeah.
And it's super appreciated. Even more, I appreciate it even more because I know he's not the type, but he's actually trying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so as long as they're trying, that's all that matters, mm-hmm. right? But now, if you've been with a guy for 2-3 years, over a year, I would say, if you've been with a guy for over a year or two and he still does not give a damn that your love language is receiving gifts, then that's when I'm like, then there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, because even today, Bramty posted what Luisito gave her, and then she posted what she gave Luisito. And basically, she made it funny because she was like, she was basically saying that Luisito sucks at giving her gifts, right?
Yeah.
But that he's gotten better and better. Why? Because he's actually trying. And that's all that matters, as long as you try.
True.
But again, what I told the girls is you just have to let them know, like, hey, I like, you know, receiving gifts. I like gifts. And these are the type of things that I like. Some guys, they really don't know. Yeah, they can find out, research, whatever. But communication is key at the end of the day. And you telling them makes it a million times easier for them to figure it out. And for you to see, like, look, I already laid out all the cards. If they're not doing their part... Ya saben para dónde se pueden ir in
gotcha,
my books,
gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's very important. You got to tell your significant other what you want. The love language, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know my love language, and I know yours. But does it mean that the love language stays the same forever? Because mine and yours has changes. Yeah. You know, it changes little by little. But, yeah.
Wait, but what consejo do you have for the guys or for the girls, let's say? Because... like I gave you as an example, you weren't a good gift giver, but now you're trying.
Yeah. So. Well, am I giving the consejo to the girls for their guy, or am I talking to the guys right now?
To the girls for their guy.
Yeah, I would say the same. Like, you got to communicate it with them. You'd be like, look, babe, we've been together for a year and I haven't received shit from you. And I'm really into gifts. I like my flowers. I like my chocolates.
Yeah.
I like my random shoes.
Or a mini cow, shit.
Or a fucking mini cow that cost $10,000.
It did not cost
$10,000. You know?
Uh-huh.
You got to communicate.
Well, for example, like whenever I was like raving about this mini cow, and I don't think I told you guys, I was raving about this mini cow with all my family. And then 2 days later, we had to go do a Cásate Conmigo sign.
Yeah.
And the guy proposed and gifted her a proposal gift, which was a mini cow.
Yeah.
So I looked at Mando and I was like dead ass looked at him. And I'm like, why does she deserve a mini cow and I don't?
Well,
how did that make you feel when I
said that? No, well, I understood the whole situation because, I'm going to be honest, the mini cow hasn't been a thing for you for the last 7 years that I know you. It's been like pretty much this whole year. You've been into it. So I'm not going to give it to you right away. I'm going to be like, yo, wait, let me see if you're really into it. Let me see if things are going to change, you know? So, yeah, that was my reason. I wasn't going to give it to you right away and be like, I mean, just like I said for little Rudy, but luckily he's kept it. But our nephew, little Rudy, he got into fishing a lot. And he wanted the best fishing pole. He wanted the best tackle box. He wanted the best thing of everything. I was like, yo, wait. Let's see if he's really into it, and it's not like a phase thing. And luckily, he's kept, you know, he loves fishing.
Wait, do adults still have phases? Yeah, right?
Yeah, all the time. Okay, I have million phases. I have like 30 phases a year.
I never thought about it. But yeah, I guess makes sense.
So yeah, just analyze your girl and gift your girl shit.
Yeah,
like,
but
I think
feel
that's
like
important.
You are too pretty good at telling the people on the podcast, especially the guys, like, pónganse las pilas, do your part. But yeah, if your guy's not a good gift giver, it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Well,
that doesn't make him a bad guy, but
yeah,
you could enforce for him to try a little bit harder.
So we have a homie. We have a friend who his wife wants gifts, really wants gifts, and dies to have gifts. And the homie is traditional Mexican, not a bad thing. Traditional Mexican machista. No, the last gift I think that, other than Christmas probably, but the last gift that she got was probably the engagement ring. I don't know. I might be wrong. So I've been meaning to talk to him because I've seen this girl.
And she's made it vocal that she wants.
Right. Surprises, freaking flowers or whatever, you know? So I've been meaning to talk to the homie and tell him, yo, You know, just give him my consejo.
Yeah, así como vas para la puta tienda a comprarte un pinche dozo de cerveza, pass by a flower shop and get some goddamn flowers.
Yeah, and this guy is not cheap. Like, he'll go to the liquor store, he'll buy the bottle you want, and he'll buy his 12-pack. 24-pack, and he'll show up with ice and everything.
And so he's not cheap. He'll pass from McDonald's and get all of us food.
Yeah, he's not cheap, so it's just a matter of, like, maybe someone else telling them, you know, other than, like, the blah, 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 you know, the bugs.
Yeah, because I get it. When a girl like me, I was bitching about this cow, bitching. But because I know Mando's not a good gift giver, so when I want something, unfortunately, I have to kind of, like, be...
Annoying
about it. Nah, for him to get annoying. But it's true, because you said it yourself, you were making sure that it wasn't a phase, right?
Yeah.
So with him, I get it. Like, I guess all he hears is his girl nagging. So I wouldn't, the consejo is I would bitch. I was about to say don't bitch, but bitch.
Yeah. That's the only way.
Because at the end of the day, if he still don't do it and you end up leaving his ass, I could be like, bro, I literally begged you every single day to buy me flowers and you did not. So.
And it's so freaking easy to buy flowers. I mean, you could buy a ramo buchon for $200 or you could buy $20 flowers at the grocery store.
Yeah, whenever you come with flowers to me, I don't feel like... What is the price tag on?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Or they're
care.
Extravagant. It's
yeah,
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 yeah. Yeah. Way off subject. And people ask, what's your skincare routine in 30 seconds?
Why are you asking me
that? It looks amazing right now.
Oh.
Go tell us, dale. 30 seconds. That's all you got.
I use Ola Henriksen Barrier Oil, Ola Henriksen Double Hydration Cream, and the Under Eye Banana Eye Cream. Those are my top three.
Yeah.
And Innisfree SPF.
But if you buy all that, it doesn't fucking matter if you go to sleep with your makeup on at night after the violet.
Oh, yeah.
You mess everything up at that point. So, yeah. Don't go to sleep with your makeup on, ladies. Damn. Why am I screaming? But, yeah. Don't go to sleep with your makeup on if you want nice skin like Lily Bae. I don't know why I thought about it. Yeah.
And if I'm trash, what do I do regardless?
Straight to the shower.
I go straight to the shower and do my
skincare. I've known Lily Bae for, what is it?
8 years.
8 years and maybe two times. She slept with her makeup on. In 7 years, 365 times seven is 2,739. I just made that up. But yeah, somewhere around there.
Twice.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And one was Peranoche's wedding.
That's a lot, you know? That's blacked out. But yeah, that is the secret. Behind Lily Bae's, I think that's the most importantly. Just keeping
and a lot of water.
A lot of water.
Drink nothing but water. No, I'm in La Peda.
Literally, like no fast food, right? So yeah, that's what people don't want to hear. Honestly, like you don't want to hear that. You want to buy all the products and hopefully that works. Mm-hmm. But no, that's not the point. The point is,
I eat no fast food. The only thing I'll eat randomly fast food is pizza. And that would be like maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Max twice.
You might be all right without all the products. You might be all right.
No. If I don't have my products, I get like dry. And especially without my SPF, I get like more like skin damage.
All right.
So I need my products, bro. Don't play.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Shout out to my girl Pico at the warehouse because she got me more product.
That was not in the... agenda?
Itinerary?
Yeah, that was not. But what is in the itinerary? I want to know, what is your biggest accomplishment of 2023 that you think is your biggest one? It might not be it, but
what
do you
think? I want to say the party plug.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say the party plug for sure because I've been super open with it with my live when I'm alive and people ask me. Like, it makes really good money, right?
Keeps you busy.
It keeps me, my weekends... busy, because that's what I wanted. I'm like, Guadis makes money Monday through Friday. I need a Saturday and Sunday, like weekends, something that makes me money on the weekends, right? So it keeps me busy. And number three, the growth potential is crazy. Yeah. If I wanted to be a lot more booked, like easily, this could become our, como les digo, it could become like, how do I say it? I don't know how to explain it, but it could become as busy as Guadis if I wanted it to, or even more.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a lot of little marketing things that I could do. But because I don't want it to, like, right now it's been chill. I haven't had, I mean, this month I probably have like maybe like 10 events throughout the whole month, which isn't a lot. I usually have like six in a weekend at least. But at the end of the day, I like where we're at right now with the party plug. Yeah. And I like that if I wanted to grow it more and make it like a full time, I could easy for myself at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like having a, like, it's a good side hustle, basically. Like, it's always going to make you money. And you guys hear that time and time again. Like, rentals make you money. And it's totally true. So, what about you?
I would say one of the most, I mean, my biggest accomplishment is just being so consistent with everything, you know?
That's good.
Consistent with the podcast, consistent with Wadis, consistent with YouTube, consistent with, I guess the only thing I wasn't too consistent with was my health and working out. And that's something that, you know, we just got to get better at. But other than that, we were really consistent. But I think 2024 is about, you know, moving away from consistency. No, staying consistent, but pushing the gas more, you know, just try to push the gas more on everything else and to grow it more and to do different shit versus consistency. I don't want to stay in the same place. Yeah. So for sure. Okay. But yeah, consistency is very important because I think this year was a year of growth and just, you know, trying to keep everything because we added a lot of stuff this year. So I feel like, yeah, next year is about, you know,
pushing it. When you start adding stuff to your routine or to your year, for example, it usually messes people up.
Yeah.
Cause you're like,
you take time.
Yeah, like it's taking attention. Time away from you. Like your cousins say, it thins you out to a certain extent. And then you're trying to figure out that new routine. But for us, I feel like we figured it out and we have it down packed.
Yeah.
This whole year, we've had it down packed, basically. Yeah, for sure. So even though it's year one for the party plug, I feel like it's so organized that it didn't make my year any more stressed or hectic at all.
No.
Not one bit. The worst thing I did this whole year was rented a white and gold chair to somebody that wanted a white and silver chair, but I fixed that like ASAP.
So I think the thing that I would take away is just be consistent with whatever you do, and that would, you know, push you to the next level. And I think 2024 is definitely going to be a year of growth. And just grow everything else, we've been working on. So I'm super excited to see you guys next year because this
is this the last podcast for this year?
December 27th. I'm gonna
miss you guys.
We'll definitely see you guys next year. I'm super excited to see what 2024 has stored for us. We're gonna do a vision board. We're gonna do a vision board. Voda.
No,
I don't know.
Babies?
Maybe. There's a lot that we have to sit down and plan.
We really do because I get asked this question every day. And if we keep putting it off, I'm going to be like 50 and then what? And 40 and then what? 35 and then what?
Maybe, I don't know if we could squeeze it in, but one of these days before the year ends, I did see a post that's going around right now. And pretty much the couple goes to a coffee shop and lays out their plan for 2024, like literally a vision board or whatever you want to do. You just write it down. Things you want to change in your relationship, things you want to change in your business, things you want to change in your life, what worked in 2023, what you want to change for 2024. And I think that's going to be super important for us because not only we want to do a vision board, but we also want to, you know, grow in our relationship, grow in our life, grow in our everything. So yeah, I think we should do that. We'll try to squeeze that in this week, hopefully. Even though we got a super
booked, my eye is like twitching right now. Like
super booked weekend.
Well, let me tell you guys, because you guys are my friends or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Random, but I have a big marriage proposal that I'm doing for the party plug business next week for an NFL player for the Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that is why I have a lot to do this weekend. I have 2 days to finish this because I told Mondo Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be focused on the party that we're throwing this weekend here at the house. And then Sunday is the party. And then Monday's recalentado or whatever. Yeah, we're going to have people from out of town. And then the next day is that proposal.
The next day? What day is it?
The second.
Holy moly. Yeah, you got to work on that all day tomorrow.
So that's why I'm like, you want me to squeeze what?
But yeah, you guys, thanks a lot for watching. We highly, highly recommend you guys to, you know, sit down and plan 2024 for sure. So it could be a little successful. Not a little, a lot of successful.
Yeah, we always wish you guys the best, the most success, the best health and happiness. That is like my top three.
Yeah, because on the last podcast, a couple of people commented. I was like, they were like, damn, I wish this podcast didn't finish. Like, you guys should do a part two. In that podcast, we talked about motivation and how to take your life to the next level and all that. I think it was a really good podcast. And that's what this podcast is about, just to motivate you guys and to...
But yeah, that's what we're all about.
Help you guys, you know?
I think I'm super grateful that both Mondo and myself have the same...
Vision.
Vibe. Yeah, vision, to where we both always try to look at the positive side. We always try to make things better. And I mean, it's worked out for us.
Yeah.
You know, like, we did so, like, we've done so much from the moment that we got together. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes because of that, because we're both on the same page. We both try to be our best. And every year we try to become a better person, to better the relationship, to better the business. And that's what life is all about, I feel. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm grateful that I'm happy that you guys see that and that you guys feel the same way and that you guys love hearing us talk. But yeah, that's it, right?
I'm excited, like I said, for 2024. And that's it for tonight. Close it out, man.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next year.
Let's go.
Bye.
Bye.